More stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Hendry Show, our very special 4th of July tribute program tonight. We're glad you could be with us. Margaret Gray was with us. Jeff Dowder was along the way. Harvey Weierman is going to join us now. And Harvey is not only a distinguished attorney and really got his, I guess you could say most of your life, Harvey, was spent in the limelight as an attorney, but you had a life before that. You were a member of the United States Marine Corps. You were stationed, at least for part of the war, in Hawaii, correct?
Yes, I was.
And how old are you now?
I'm 78 years old.
And you were at Pearl Harbor when the Japanese attacked, weren't you?
Well, yes, I was. But it's kind of a funny story.
The reason why I bring it up is you told me the story once before about the your experience at Pearl Harbor, and it was an interesting story because of the perspective.
Well, you can tell people that you were there and tell them what happened, or you can believe what somebody writes in a history book. I was with the Marine Division, and we were stationed over at the barracks there. I can't remember the name of the barracks for the life of me, but we were stationed at the barracks there at Pearl. And we had been the night before. It was a Saturday night. And there were a couple of bars and a couple of restaurants and places where a lot of the Army and all the military personnel would go and drink and have a good time. We were not at war. We were a nation at peace. What seemed to be the problems of the world were very far away. And we would spend our time, a lot of our time at Pearl, as young soldiers, new to the experience and new to that part of the world. A lot of it was spent enjoying ourselves. And we did have that night, the night before the alleged attack on Pearl Harbor, and I'll make myself clear in a moment, we drank, and we were drinking very heavily, and we were partying with a lot of the girls that hung around the cabarets and so on and so forth there. Well, we on that particular night had such a late night, and a lot of us didn't come back to the barracks until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were absolutely drunk and really out of it. Well, it comes around 8 o'clock in the morning. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor was an attack that was launched primarily by three rogue aircraft. And
This is the story you told me. You said there were at the most three planes.
At the very most, three or four airplanes. But because we were so drunk, and because we were so out of it, we felt that we were going to catch hell from the brass in Washington, and a lot of our commanders were in on this, and so we were obviously very inept at trying to stop these guys. Well, what happened was, the story gradually went out that there was this entire armada, that there were a lot of airplanes, and that they attacked us in full force, so as to make it seem like we were outmanned. But the fact is, Phil, and I tell your audience this as well, and a lot of the younger people listening who don't know what happened at Pearl Harbor, that there might have been a total of four or five Japanese planes that came in, but because we were so completely drunk and so completely hungover, we were at a loss as to how to stop these four planes.
Well, what did you do? There's four planes. What happened?
Well, there were guys fumbling around. Nobody believed it at first. And we fumbled around for our shoes. We fumbled around. And by then, they dropped all of what they had, and they left. And the attack took no more than an hour. Four airplanes swirling over Pearl Harbor, and that was the end of that. And so many young people today have been led to believe that this was an entire armada of aircraft launched from these. It's been so overblown, and the news media has just played into it. And a lot of veterans of Pearl have made it seem like a bigger deal than it was, because they didn't want to look like a bunch of jackasses for not being able to shoot down four goddamn airplanes. And so what's happened in the 50-plus years since Pearl Harbor is this big attack and these big airplanes, and we were totally outmanned, and that's bull crap, because there were probably four of them, and we were just plain drunk. And we were too drunk to stop the Japanese that day. We had some hot coffee. We might have stopped them.
Yes?
What are you doing?
I segued into a song.
I'm sorry?
I segued into a song at the end of your story there.
So what are you, do you want me to keep talking or?
No, let's hear the song. We'll continue with your story, okay?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, hold on for a minute.
They didn't do this to me on the other show, though.
What?
They didn't do this to me on the other show.
I don't know what show you're talking about.
When I was on with Handle the other day.
We're playing a song. Hold on.
Because I don't know what the Christ you're doing. What is it?
I'm just playing a song, right?
What?
I'm playing a song, and then we'll...
Are you trying to make me out as some sort of a hero? Because that's not what I was. Hello?
Hold on, man. I'm playing the song.
Hello?
Oh, God.
So I should take my hat off, I guess, if what this is the start thing. I'm not saluting crap, by the way.
Fine. The Star-Spangled Banner here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Hendry Show as we listen to a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, a veteran of our America's action in the Pacific during World War II, Harvey Weierman. And Harvey is with us telling us about being at Pearl Harbor and what had happened and what happened there at Pearl Harbor that day.
Well, I'm not... Are you trying to make me out to be a hero or something?
No, but out of respect to you and the service of our men in uniform, I wanted to play that.
Well, you see, I don't know whether you heard what I said to you. Did you hear what I said to you?
What?
The Pearl Harbor was not some big goddamn deal. We were too drunk to handle four Japanese aircraft.
I understand that.
You understand that?
Yes.
So, in other words, if we'd been sober, we might have shot them down. And the guys that say it was a big goddamn deal are guys that are trying to create a myth. You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
No, I don't think you do.
No, I understand. You're saying that, in other words, there wasn't as many Japanese airplanes flying over Pearl Harbor as we were told, and you guys were too juiced to handle the ones that were.
That was essentially the story. And and you're playing music. Let me tell you something, Phil, and I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time.
Yeah?
If I'd known during World War II that there would be a show like yours on the air in America,
yeah,
I would have surrendered to the Japanese and I would have given them all the information that I had. I would have surrendered to the Japanese, Phil, and I would have told them everything I know about my unit. You understand that?
Thank you very much, Harvey. Let's listen now to Lee Greenwood.
Now, did you understand what I just said to you, you asshole?
Tomorrow all the things were gone. Work for all my life.
Lee Greenwood, let's listen to him.
And I had to start again. With just my children and my wife.
Oh, you're doing it again. You're playing another song.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
Well, screw you.
Because the flag still stands for freedom. And they can't take that.
All right, I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Let me hang up.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up.
What is this?
To you and it may hurt you today.
I'm a goddamn veteran. I ought to hang up a phone.
No doubt I love this land.
God, Jesus. I can't hang up the phone, honey. Will you hang it up for me?
Sure, Grandpa.
Thank you very much, dear. I can't hang the goddamn phone.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
Traffic Center.
Yeah, Harvey Wireman on the line with us, a veteran of the South Pacific and America's battle in World War II, is with us. We're talking about his memories of World War II here on this 4th of July celebration show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. And I imagine there's some other veterans who'd like to share their memories with you, Harvey, huh?
Well, if there are, I don't want to hear it, you know. I mean, I don't want to hear some other old bastard's idea of what, because I know what happened over there. The Japanese sent four planes over Pearl Harbor, and that's it. And I also want to say, and I want to reiterate what I said, if I'd known there'd be a show like yours on the air in Los Angeles, I would have surrendered. Do you understand what I'm saying? I would have surrendered to the Japanese and gladly lived in a hole in the ground in Japan rather than listen to you. Do you understand?
Thanks for checking in, Harvey.
What the hell am I hearing music again?
Thank you, Harvey.
How was he doing? Hello? Hello? I'm hearing this goddamn music again. If there's anybody there to help me, hello.
Thanks for calling.
What if you keep saying thanks for calling? I'm hearing music and I'm. Something wrong with my phone because I'm constantly hearing this goddamn music.
Thanks for calling in with your memories.
What's he saying? Jesus, if you're gonna play music, play some Kate Smith for Christ's sake. I love her. Are you? Are you going to talk to me, Mr. Henry?
Thanks for calling.
Well, for Christ's sake, somebody please talk to me.
Springsteen's Born in the USA here on the Phil Henry Show on this 4th of July celebration, joined by Harvey Wireman here on KFI AM 640. We're talking a little bit about your experiences in 4th of July, Harvey.
Well, you know, that whatever you just played is so goddamn bad, it's unbelievable.
Well, we're glad that you're with us here on this 4th of July.
Did you understand what I just said to you?
Yeah.
What did I just say to you?
You said you were listening to the Springsteen song.
I said to you that what you just played is so goddamn bad, I can't believe it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I want to thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on the program tonight as my guest. You are a real American hero. The time you spent in the South Pacific...
Wait a second. I just said to you that I would rather have surrendered to the Japanese and giving them all of the secrets of the United States than have to come back to America and listen to your bad, bad, crappy radio show. You are a dickhead. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Well, I do appreciate you being with us on the program.
Holy Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying?
And I want to thank you. We got to take a break, okay?
Are you dense? For Christ's sake, I said I hate your rotten, foul show. You're a dingleberry.
Okay, Harvey, thank you. Let's take a break right now, okay?
Holy Jesus, I don't believe it. You are an ass. Don't you understand?
Let's go to Vicky Moore now. In the KFI News Center.
I like Vicky, though.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. And this is our 4th of July show. We're talking with people calling in with memories, with ideas, with concepts, with feelings about the 4th. We're also playing some patriotic music. Just got to hang in with you here on this 4th. With me is a veteran of the Second World War, as well as an accomplished attorney since then, Harvey Wireman, talking about his experiences at Pearl Harbor and at Saipan. And I guess the history does get skewed a little bit. You say that Pearl Harbor wasn't as big a deal as everybody says it was.
Well, I don't know if you've been hearing what I've been saying to you over the last few minutes. Have you been hearing what?
Yeah, I've been hearing you.
Okay, let me reiterate it. You are an asshole. Your show sucks. I hate your guts. And I'll tell you something else. If you play one more song, I'm going to shoot my dog, which I have right here with me.
All right, Harvey, thank you for your memories. I'm going to be here with Harvey where...
No. Did you hear what I just said? I'm going to shoot my dog if I hear one more song.
All right. Harvey Wireman on the line with us here as we continue.
Okay, that does it, you bastard. Here goes. Did you hear that? I just shot my goddamn dog. What do you think about that? Yeah.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, Jesus. I can't believe how stupid this guy is. Now I'm going into my neighbor's yard and I'm going to shoot one of their dogs. There. What do you think of that, Henry?
Wow, a stirring rendition there of the Marine Corps hymn. And this is the Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, as we play for you some patriotic music and we enjoy the 4th of July. Tonight's show inspires me. We have with us a lot of different folks who are giving their impressions of the 4th. Harvey Wireman is with us.
Did you hear me shoot the dog?
No, I didn't. But we are taking your memory.
Wait, you know, I told you that if I heard one more bad patriotic song, I'd shoot a dog. And I also told you that I would rather have spent the entire war in a Japanese death camp than come home to your rotten, stinking, bad radio show. I told you all of those things. Didn't I? I told you all of them.
All right, let's hear another song here now from our 4th of July program.
You're, God damn you. Are you listening to me? I hate you. I hate your stinking show.
Kiss me goodbye.
I love you. I think you are a moron.
Goodbye.
More with the music now. I wish you'd get off the air and never return to the air. That's what I think about you. Please die. Please die. I want buzzards.
And you know it involves us.
Thanks for being with us, Harvey.
Yeah, thanks for being with us, Harvey. I want buzzards to fight over your pockets. I hate your show.
There's fighting that will break us up again.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Goodbye, my darling. Hello, Vietnam. I'm here to take a battle to be won.
That's shooting dog, Henry.
Kiss me goodbye and my Vietnam.
Barbecues on sale at the Home Shopping Club. Not a bad buy either.
A ship is waiting for us at the dock. America has trouble to be stopped.
Oh, God.
We must stop communism in that land.
Yeah, right.
Our freedom will start slipping through our hands. I hope and pray someday the world will learn that fires we don't put out will bigger burn. We must save freedom now at any cost.
What's he talking about?
someday our own freedom will be lost.
What's he talking about?
Song about Vietnam.
Kiss me goodbye and fight me while
a little period piece there. Hello, Vietnam, here on our 4th of July celebration on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County, as we speak here with a variety of people on their memories, their feelings about the 4th of July past, 4th of July present. I guess in a lot of ways it could be like, I don't know, Dickens with the Christmas Carol, huh, Harvey?
Harvey, what?
The fact that 4th of July could be like the past, the present, the future.
You know, that question made absolutely no goddamn sense.
Well, the 4th of July, in a lot...
No, I know what you're saying about the 4th of July being like, what, Christmas? Is that what you said?
No, I said that the 4th of July, in many ways, could be akin to Christmas in Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Past, present, future.
So are you want us to give presents now on the 4th of July? What are you having to...
No, I'm saying that you could have... You could compare it to Christmas, as in...
You know, you are so goddamn stupid.
I'm saying you can compare Christmas to the 4th of July, and that you remember the 4th of July past, present, and future.
You know what you ought to compare Christmas to? My bare ass. That's about as much sense as you're making tonight, dragging me on your bad, rotten radio show with my memories of Pearl freaking Harbor, which, by the way, as I said, was no big goddamn deal, okay? And if I can get any message out here tonight, there's two things right there. Pearl Harbor sucked. There was nothing going on. And your show blows, okay? Well, were your parents this stupid, or do we have to blame somebody else? Here we go with the music again. You and this music. We started with this crap. Are you gay? God. Is it over?
I'm sorry?
Is the song over?
Yeah.
All right, you can put the miracle ear back in. I didn't want to hear that crap.
Well, a beautiful, beautiful rendering of the Star Spangled Banner is done by Whitney Houston. And I'm sure you remember, Harvey, that was at the end of the Gulf War, or actually right at the beginning. Everybody felt stirrings of patriotism and, worried about our soldiers.
Well, you know something? I remember when that song came out, and I was so sick to my stomach of listening to it. And every jackass in the world bought it, and it sucked, just like the Super Bowl that year sucked. And I hope I never hear it again. And I hate you. I hate Whitney Houston, and I want to die. I want to die right now for having spent the time that I did on your show. And I hate America, and screw you.
Well, Harvey, thank you for those sentiments. We're going to take a break right now on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County. 5201 KFI in L.A. County. And
Lee Greenwood in the KFI Traffic Center.
Got it.
This is Harvey Wireman on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And I am so embarrassed to be on this rotten radio show tonight that I'm going to blow my brains out of my head right now. I'm dead. I'm Harvey Wireman. And I'm dead.
Thanks for being with us, Harvey.
Screw you. My dead dog's licking up my dead blood. Is that right, Fido?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Even as a dead guy, I hate this song.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
You think the dead rest, you think again.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
This song doesn't get any better just because I'm dead, I'll tell you that.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you when they send her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.
Yeah, now that I'm dead, the song actually got worse. That's incredible. I shot myself. I should be at peace, but this song still blows.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
Oh, brother.
To the hills of Tennessee.
Let me try it again.
Across the plains of Texas. From sea to shining sea.
Ah, oh, screw Tennessee.
From Detroit down to Houston. And New York to L.A. Where there's pride. American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand.
Wait, let me check.
To you and defend her still today.
Yeah, it still sucks.
There ain't no doubt.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. That's Lee Greenwood's very stirring rendition of God Bless the USA. And Harvey Wireman hated the song so much that I think he shot himself three times listening to that song while we were playing it. Harvey, again, our thanks very much for being on the program. And I'm sorry that as a dead man, the song doesn't sound any better.
It blows. Jesus. Wish I had my life back. At least I'd have my stereo back.
We're going to be coming back. As a matter of fact, we got another special guest who is going to be joining us, Ted Bell from the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. Dr. Jim Sadler is going to be along the way. I think we're also going to be checking in with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and see how things are standing out there at the L.A. International Airport because of the travel that's been going on. The travel both into and out of LAX has been extremely heavy, and there have been an awful lot of people worried that they're not going to be getting their planes to visit friends and relatives, etc. I guess you could say this is the last travel day, Harvey, wouldn't you, before the big 4th of July celebrations tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great.
So we're going to be taking a look at what's going on out there at LAX with Jay Santos. We'll be taking a look at all of the travel plans that people are making, and I guess you got a lot of things planned too, Harvey, for your family on this 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
when you wake up in the morning and look at your suck-ass face in the mirror, do you know that you suck?
So we'll be looking in on all of the festivities for the 4th of July coming up next hour.
You need to be told you suck.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Oh, God.
No more irritation. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.